Iranian state media, Joe Biden is feeble-minded and incoherent. By John Hayward on March 5, 2020. Iran's state-run press TV was not terribly impressed by former Vice President Joe Biden's comeback in the Super Tuesday Democrat primaries. According to the Iranian media outlet, the real winner on Super Tuesday was incumbent Republican President Donald Trump, because he will probably get to run against the feeble-minded, incoherent neoliberal 77-year-old Biden instead of the relatively spry 78-year-old socialist Bernie Sanders. Press TV rendered this cold shower verdict on Super Tuesday by extensively quoting political analyst Miles Honig, who it did not bother mentioning is a former Green Party politician who ran for Congress in 2016. Trump won Super Tuesday. In a surprising election outcome, Joe Biden had handed Donald Trump and the American people 4 more years of the kind of insanity coming from the White House that so many had hoped to put an end to, he told Press TV on Wednesday. Democrats had voted to replace a psychologically disturbed president with one who was feeble-minded, incoherent, and with a history of neoliberal policies ranging from racism by supporting increased incarceration of people of color to anti-unionism with support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and everything in between. Honig further indicated that Biden's victory amounted to a drawback to some of the most regressive times in American history. Generations of voters who supported Sanders are likely not to vote or will come out in small numbers, he said. If Senator Sanders had swept Super Tuesday, there still was a likelihood of a brokered convention. Despite Biden's victory, the number of pledged delegates will remain somewhat evenly split between him and Sanders, the political analyst noted, predicting a divisive period in the future of the races. There are many more states to go and more delegates to be distributed, but Tuesday's election set the stage for a very divisive period. The Iranian media outlet greatly enjoyed an encounter between Biden and a pair of Iraq War veterans who thought he was disqualified from running for the presidency because he voted in support of the war during his tenure as a senator. "We're just wondering why we should vote for someone who voted for a war and enabled a war that killed thousands of our brothers and sisters and countless Iraqi civilians. Their blood is on your hands as well," one of them said. Press TV carefully avoided mentioning that a great deal of that American blood was shed by Iranian weapons brought into Iraq by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, and the former leader of its Quds force, Qasem Soleimani, who retired from his position in January 2020 after an American airstrike killed him.